Horizon's one of only three recovery schools in Wisconsin not affiliated with the school district. It's private, so families pay tuition, about $6,000 per semester. More and more students are unable to afford that, so Horizon's three part-time employees spend a lot of time fundraising. Director Tracy Gall says Horizon is currently trying to meet a March 1st deadline for a challenge grant offered by the Madison Community Foundation.
It is a constant struggle to earn money. We're always in that predicament. Will our doors stay open?
Sobriety High in Minnesota was the first recovery school. That state also is home to Hazleton Treatment Center. A patient's relapse after treatment there is what led to Madison's first recovery school. It was founded by parent John Fornell, whose son had treatment costing over $20,000.
My wife and I had gotten second mortgages to send my son to Hazleton. He had started to have problems in school. He wouldn't come home at night. We later learned he was out looking for drugs.
Within a day of returning home from the treatment center, Fornell's son relapsed. It's not uncommon. Carrie Kalinske works at a recovery school in Janesville called Cress Academy.
When these students come back into their previous high school, they may see their old friends that they used with. They fall into the same patterns. It's really hard for them.
In Rock County, Kalinske says misuse of prescription medications a growing problem, along with heroin. Getting the drugs can be relatively easy, even at school. If a student wants it, Madison parent Fornell says they can find it.
Drive by some schools in Madison, you'll see kids hanging outside there. They get dropped off, and immediately they leave with other kids to go out and party or whatever. Most parents don't even know what's going on in the schools.
Parents may not know, but school officials say they are aware. Nancy Yoder directs the alternative education program at the Madison Metropolitan School District. She says every high school has an alcohol and drug abuse coordinator. Part of the job is to steer students toward drug-free events in the community.
When they're struggling, they want to be sure that, you know, where they're going won't lead to a temptation to use.
Those who operate so-called sober schools say it's harder to do so in Wisconsin because of barriers. Open enrollment is one roadblock. Tracy Mitchell coordinates a charter recovery school in the Waukesha District called Project Change. She says drug problems don't always fit the time frame when students can request a transfer, and state aid follows the student, meaning parents may have to pick up the tab if districts won't.
I have had parents pay several thousand dollars for their child to come here because the district would not help offset the cost, even though the parents were paying taxes to support the school district.
Mitchell says the relatively slow growth of recovery schools in Wisconsin is also due to lack of inpatient and outpatient drug treatment centers. Prior treatment is a condition of getting into a recovery school. One of the biggest barriers, though, is what she calls a culture of denial about drinking in Wisconsin. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.